Someday he will make our country free. How can anyone help his country by staying at home on a sleepy old farm like this? Just then, the clatter of horses' hoofs came to their ears from far down the road. Jack and his mother knew well enough what the sound meant. "The British are coming," cried the boy, jumping to his feet. "I'll get Old Bay out of the barn, mother. The British won't get our last horse if I can help it. I'll hide him back in the woods." It did not take the young boy many minutes to hide Old Bay in a safe place. Then he ran back to the house as fast as his legs could carry him. "Now the old horse is safe, mother," he said proudly. "I am afraid, Jack," answered his mother, "that the British are after more than horses this time. Neighbor Green says their food is giving out, so we may not have much left to eat after this visit." "Never mind, mother," said Jack. "If the British take everything, I will see that you do not starve. I'm glad that I'm here, after all." At that very moment, up the road with shouting and clatter of hoofs, came the British soldiers, 400 of them. When they reached the yard, they drove in and began to load their wagons with corn from the barn and with food from the cellar. From the end of the porch, Jack and his mother watched what was happening. They saw the cows driven up and the pigs taken from their pens. How the soldiers laughed and joked as they chased the frightened chickens about the yard.